Test what?
Whatever you hope works.
Nah, we're just gonna hope it fucking works, dude.
Alright.
Alright, you ready? You ready to fucking get this shit
started? Yeah, I feel like we're as ready as we're gonna be.
Alright. Well, 5, 4, 3.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, but, yo, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun here.
We like to have fun here.
No.
Actually, if you're listening,
we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know, actually turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. I am your host, Jason. Joining me is our co-host, Jake.
What's up?
What's up? Jake's working hard today.
Yeah.
So, not much going on this week, but no. I want to go back to last week. We had a pretty decent view count on YouTube. I'm not sure about the podcast, but, you know, our best video yet was last week, you know, with views and stuff. So we appreciate all the support on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A couple of comments. I will say, you know, if you do type in cuss words in the comment, they will be hidden for some reason. We don't
know why yet. I don't know if that's a channel option I need to go in and figure out, but we'll definitely be looking into that. Because, I mean, I see curse words in comments all the fucking time.
Well, the only thing I can think of is either it's a setting, or if, even though we're explicit, they can still see comments, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, or, and so they edit, or they censor the comments individually. I don't know. But anyway, we did get a few comments, so, but if you do type in cuss words, it may not be a sin. So yeah, it's been a tough week for a lot of people. I don't know if you noticed, Jake, but Prince Philip died, Friday. Dude, I didn't realize, you know, this is United Kingdom stuff, Great Britain, whatever. So he was like 4 months from being 100 years old.
Yeah, so he was old as fuck, dude.
That's pretty impressive. I thought Queen Elizabeth was older than he was, but that's pretty impressive to almost make it to 100. So, you know, I know people liked him. I didn't know much about him because, like I said,
did people like him? Was that a thing? Was liking Prince?
Evidently,
Philip
they
a
do
thing,
now.
Or?
It's like one of those things they didn't. Nobody talked about it until now. He passed away.
I swear to God,
everybody.
Never even now. Look,
I know I've learned more about him in the last 2 days than I have my whole life.
The most I had ever heard about Prince was through Dave Chappelle until he died.
Yeah.
And then when Prince died, suddenly everybody loved Prince.
Oh yeah. It was was just like
not the Philip.
Right.
The other one.
The singer.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but it was kind of like Robin Williams.
Yeah. Robin Williams was way more beloved.
Yeah, but nobody really, you know, it's always the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody passes, that, you know, I've loved them all my life, and you know, I just bought his movie yesterday, Mrs. Doubtfire. It was awesome.
Yeah. Same thing with,
you know, but Mrs. Doubtfire, you know, been out for 25 years, but whatever.
Same thing with Mitch Lucker, the singer for Suicide Silence. Shout out to all the metalheads out there. But
yeah,
it's like right after he died, all the fucking emo girls came out of the woodwork to be like, oh my God, it's so sad. I was such a big fan.
See, most of those opposers, though, you know,
yeah,
they're just
yeah.
jumping on the bandwagon.
Here come the hate comments. Here come the hate comments.
Well,
bring them in.
They are, though. You know, they are.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
100%.
Most, I would say 80% of the outcry. When somebody passes like that, it's posers.
Yeah,
you got your real 20 percenters, but you know, most of them are just in for the
20,
ride.
20 percenters,
15 minutes. Yeah, the 20 percenters, the ones that really did care, followed that person. You know, maybe you know had a interaction with them at some point.
Yeah,
maybe changed their life at some point. You know, those people. You know, you have those, but then you have somebody. I love Robin Williams, or you know, I loved Michael Jackson.
Except bitch, you've seen Aladdin where, once.
Yeah,
you've seen or, Aladdin once.
But what was his last movie? Can you tell me what Robin Williams' last movie was? Because I don't remember.
Nah, if you asked me what the most recent Robin Williams movie was, I would have said.
If you say Good Will Hunting, you're
I would wrong, I would have so. Said Good Will Hunting.
I would have said Jumanji, but. I don't know. Was he in Jumanji? Won't he? In
yeah,
Jumanji?
Yeah, he was in Jumanji. Oh,
the
he was.
First one.
He was
not the Kevin Hart one.
No, he was in the first one. He was. Was he Roosevelt in Night at the Museum?
Yes, yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Dude, in a different time in my life, I watched those movies when I was on some substances.
Uh-huh.
Holy fuck, are those movies awesome?
Well, I think a lot of movies are when you're under the influence of something like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. I don't mean to distract anybody, but my fucking back itches. Dude.
Oh, that's awesome! So professional.
I gotta take a wait. Hold on. Wait. What? What's that?
It's my green drinking water.
Do you want to?
It's
do you want to touch on that?
Okay, I will. This is what happens when you have a slow news week, but So, me and my wife has had a disagreement, just a kind of friendly dispute on what the color of Mountain Dew is. And over the years, this dispute has progressed. And she claims that the liquid, not the bottle, but the liquid is yellow. And I said, it's green. You know, it's a green color. So years go by, and I kind of try to compromise and say it's green-yellow. Even though I put green in front of yellow, she thinks I'm still claiming victory with the green, you know. So last, what was it? Thursday night, I got my son to put a poll on Instagram. It didn't get as much as I thought, but I think the total was like 51 green, 45 yellow. But no one has conceded yet. So I guess the dispute carries on. But if you want to weigh in on what color you think Mountain Dew is, the regular Mountain Dew, not all the fucking, you know, flavors they got now, like Baskin Robbins, you know. I don't know how many different flavors are of Mountain Dew, but it's getting up there. But the regular Mountain Dew, what color you think it is, post in the comments if you give a shit. If not, don't. But anyway, it's a funny little dispute that me and my wife have. It started out as a joke, and it kind of went to a serious joke. Now it's kind of back to a joke. You know, we're not going to get a divorce over it or nothing like that.
Well, you guys should have heard them the other night.
It's just a lively debate. We had a lively debate. It was fun. Nobody's feelings were hurt. But I'm going to tell you, my wife, she sticks to her guns till the end. She is.
Oh, yeah.
When she says no, it's yellow, that's what she's going down with that. She's taking that to the grave. You know, so she's a loyal comrade for the yellow crowd of Mountain Dew color.
That's it. At least as far as I know, because, you know, I'm a young guy. But it's been green for at least the past 25 years. I know that for a fucking fact.
It's green. It's just green. The letters are green. Everything about it is green. But because in the ingredients, it says yellow number 5, which, okay, so there is an ingredient in there called yellow 5. But it's added to other things. It's not that that's the only ingredient. You can have different colors to end up to be a different color. You can combine different colors to make blue. What does make, what, you know, yellow and green make blue. So, I don't, that's what she's hung up on. I say, you usually, you know, we will argue about it. I mean, we're not really arguing. It's a fun argument. It's not like, you know, when the cameras aren't watching, you know, I'm cussing around over what color Mountain Dew is or whatnot. It's just a funny, fun argument. And evidently, says, we're not the only ones that have it. What brought it up was, hold on, because what brought it up was, without me saying anything or without her saying anything, they had an argument about it at work, at her work. And half of her staff was saying yellow and the other half was saying green. So it's not just me that, or and her that are, it's, I guess it's an argument on the internet too, or wherever.
I don't know.
What were you about to say?
I just pulled it up on Google. It says green is made up of yellow and blue.
Oh, what did I say? Yellow and green make blue? Yeah, so blue and yellow make green. Okay, I was probably wrong with that.
But still, yeah, I mean, just because it's just because you need yellow to make green doesn't make the drink yellow.
Right. There's and see, I tried to compromise with the green yellow. And she was saying I was putting green before yellow. So I said, how about yellow-green? And still to – I mean, she's holding out like Hillary Clinton. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be blaming the Russians, you know, of misinformation. So whatever. I don't know. But she's loyal to what her beliefs are. She's not going to change. I can show her DNA evidence. We'll get to take her to the Mountain Dew factory. I don't know what it would take. I don't know. But it's fun. You know, it's funny. But that's why I have the Mountain Dew here. I usually don't drink on camera. You know, I'm not trying to promote anybody, but it was just a fun story. But all right, back to the week.
Well, that's all that. Speaking of fun story, I saw this one that I had pulled up that is a man for the past 30 years has been hunting the werewolf.
Hunting werewolves.
Yeah, for the past 30 years.
He's got, he found one yet?
Well, he said that's what started this. Is
because I'm not going to discount his belief of maybe he. Where does he live at, first of all? Where are we talking at? Are we talking America? Australia, because there's some crazy shit in Australia, man. You know, yeah. They got all kinds of creatures out there.
I got so many fucking tabs pulled up on Google. I think my computer's just having a fucking seizure right now. What is South Yorkshire?
Would that be Ireland?
Maybe his name Scotland? Is Colin Keelty. But
it could be England. It could be England. It could be around there.
Let's see.
British or Ireland. I don't know.
It says here, by the light of a full moon, Colin Keelty saw something so terrifying that it changed his life. This was
30 years ago.
Yeah, in 1990.
Wow.
He said in the distance he spotted a beast running. He believed it was a deer until it stood up on two legs. I won't lie. I was petrified. The hairs on the back of my neck were standing up, said Colin, 54 years old. The truck driver was so sure it was a werewolf that he spent 30 years hunting the spooky lycanthropes.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
It's no.
I mean, well, I will say this. Deer will stand on their hind legs.
Yeah.
They will stand up I don't know how long he said this creature stood, and I don't know if it walked away or whatever, but I mean, deer will stand on their hind legs. But
listen to this. Listen
for
to this.
Somebody to be dedicated for 30 years, they saw something. He may have saw something.
Listen to this.
But I don't know if it was a werewolf.
Colin, who is divorced, insists he is
the werewolf.
Insists he is not crying werewolf when he recounts the events of that night. Is the werewolf the cause of the divorce? Is what
well,
I want to know.
Here's the thing. You know how they tell the kids it's not your fault when parents get divorced?
Yeah.
But it is the werewolf's fault.
But it is the werewolf's fault.
I'm pretty sure his dedication for 30 years hunting werewolves got a little too much for the missus, and she bounced. So it probably was the werewolf. Or his unwavering attempt to prove the werewolf exists. I mean, you could still believe it's something. Keep the town from calling you loony bin.
Dude, you know, I'm just really excited for Resident Evil 8, man. It's gonna be a good game.
Is that a segue for that story was the whole
thing?
Just so you could talk about your video game.
No,
that's awesome.
No, but they say
I'm gonna say yes.
They say there's supposed to be werewolves in that game, but you know.
Well, isn't that like a new policy now that all games have to have at least a vampire or a werewolf in it at some point?
Nah, bro, that's 2008 stuff, bro.
Well, I missed that whole. I didn't care about it then. I don't care about it now. But right. I do like Resident Evil. I did. One of my best memories of growing up was watching my little brother play Resident Evil 1. You know, I never really liked playing it, but I loved watching him play. And it was this fascinating storyline.
Yeah.
You know, it was a great game. Even with the graphics as they were back then, it was an awesome game. But, all right, so let's get back on topic, or the shit I want to talk about. Also, this week, we lost another celebrity. I don't know, would you call Prince Philip a celebrity or just an influencer?
He ain't influencing shit.
Well, actually, he's got more influencers now than he did 2 weeks ago. But anyway, DMX had to bounce this week. And here's what's weird about this story. When it first came out, the headline was DMX in hospital for overdose. Okay? So that's a little, you know, it's not unheard of, a celebrity, you know, having a drug problem, overcoming his addiction, succumbing to his addiction. But I read something today, and I know you're going to laugh at me when it's over about addiction. So, but when it's earlier today, I read something where I guess a family member or someone said he did not have an overdose. The only thing he did this week was go in for the COVID-19 shot. And then all of a sudden he had a heart attack. I don't know if that's true. I'm not saying it's true. I'm not saying it as fact at all. I'm just saying. So the reason I bring it up is I don't know if he had an overdose or just had a heart attack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know. But you know, DMX passed away on Friday. I think he was 50. So almost half of what Philip was. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's crazy if you think about it. That Prince Philip lived 50 years longer than DMX did.
Should I keep the tribute song we wrote to ourselves?
Yeah, we wrote a song about DMX. If you want to sing it, Jake, I'm perfectly fine with that. But just know, you may get a little hate for that.
No, man, I was cool with it when I found out, you know, it was over a drug overdose and shit. And if he didn't have a drug overdose, you know, if he was really just trying to live his life and not be a piece of shit, dude, then I don't want to make fun of him, but...
Yeah.
But we had a time with that. That shit was funny as fuck. You know what? You know what I forgot to mention at the beginning of this podcast?
I
thought about this last week. I was like, fuck, dude, I need to say this. So it's been a about almost a week since Easter now.
Yeah.
Since the taping of our last episode. And it's crazy. George Floyd has yet to rise from the dead.
Oh, the Messiah, yes.
I thought he was supposed to resurrect. I thought he was Jesus Christ.
Something must be holding him down. I'm not sure. holding him back. I'm not sure. You know, things get hectic and you get tied up. Yeah, I'm not sure what that's about. Maybe he...
That trial's still going on. I've listened to a lot of it.
It's a shit show.
I've listened to a lot of it. I've watched a lot of it. And I'm going to tell you it is some of the most boring shit ever. But...
That's what I mean by shit show. It's just... Okay.
Oh, man. Not again. Fuck.
It's one of those things where what?
No, you
are
just
you having a moment?
No, you did just went you, all you went all digital.
Oh, on my stream?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you might need to cut that out then.
Maybe.
You can mark it. Should we keep carry on?
Yeah. Let's keep going.
Okay, so anyway, you know, like I said, we're taking a risk even talking about it for getting canceled or what, you know. But it's one of those things where you have to ask yourself, is the cop in the situation, what's his name? Jake, I always screw his name up. But
Derek Chauvin?
Is there any way possible that man receives a fair trial? Now, granted, we all saw the video. It's... What, 8 minutes long?
No, it's like 10 minutes long. The full video is like 20 minutes long.
Right, but
there's a lot out there.
I just don't see that man getting a fair trial in any courtroom in this country. I just don't see it.
They're doing their fucking damnedest to put him in prison.
And that ain't me saying that he's innocent or anything. I would say this, whether besides my feelings of George Floyd, and I have plenty, regardless of my feelings of George Floyd, I will say in this situation, once someone is subdued and you are obviously in control, you should also keep in mind the stability and the health of at that point, subordinate. You know what I'm saying? Or you're the person you have in custody. Yes, that might have been a procedure to maintain control, but once you had control, not saying it would have changed anything in the outcome, but, you know, I would like to think that also in training, when you become a police officer, is also, you know, protecting someone's life. Whether they're a piece of shit or not. You know what I'm saying? Look at all the people that are serial killers and they go out in a blaze of glory, but they don't die. We take them to the hospital and we treat them. We don't just let them die, you know? So I'm not saying the guy was what the media is calling him. I'm just saying the cop did himself no favors by, you know, doing what he did.
I don't see anything wrong. You know, I've seen the video fucking probably hundreds of times by now. I see nothing wrong.
I don't think what he did was wrong. I just think how long he was doing it. You could tell at the, you know, well into the video, you know, there was no more struggle. So was the knee necessary at that point for that long? I wasn't there. I don't know. I'm just asking the question. Yeah. I don't know if it was necessary. I don't know what was going on. I don't know if, you know, something that the video can't show what's happening. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know. I won't dare. I'm not going to be one of those dickheads and say, this should have happened. I'm just saying, once you have seduced somebody and you have got control back, the guy's in handcuffs, you have got control back. There is a certain point where you want to protect life at that point, not just show dominance. And well, I think that's where people are getting mixed up with whether or not he was being racist or just showing dominance on somebody, and he had the power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think it may not even have been a race thing with this cop. It could have just been, I'm a cop, you're a criminal, and this is how we roll. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think he's a fucking animal. He's a fucking criminal. And I don't mean that as a fucking race thing. You know.
Well, I will, you know, I agree. The guy has.
He was a piece rap of shit. Sheet
a million miles long. And we all heard the stories of what he's done. The armed robbery. What I found out was interesting, and I didn't know until you brought it up a couple of days ago, that the owner of that store or whatever he was trying to pass that $20 bill off to gave him like, what, two or three chances to do the right thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Before he called the cops. But you got to keep in mind, this dude is high on what?
Fentanyl, whatever
drug.
THC.
What was the drug? Fentanyl. So, I mean.
There's a few other things in there.
He's not in his right mind at that point. And that's on him as well. But the only thing I'm saying is the cop has to do his job. The cop has to protect other people's life. So doing that man was the right thing. Okay? You can't let him go free. You can't let him get in that car and drive off. He could have killed multiple people under the drug haze he was in. However, once you have established control of your suspect, then I would like to think that at some point, you know, once you've gotten control, then another route is taken to maintain that person's health.
Yeah.
So he can stand trial for the acts that he's done. You know, and we wouldn't be in this mess. I mean, I'm not saying necessarily it was a race thing, though. And I really never really thought it as a race thing. To me, it just looked like a cop being a cop against a criminal being a criminal.
Well, at this point, you know? That's racist.
And well, I know that. I can't say that now. All I'm saying is, it was just a cop maybe going a little farther than he should have as far as subduing that man. But that man had problems that he was not, may not have lived from even if he was in the hospital. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know. But I also don't know what that cop, I don't know. So really, I'm really talking out my ass here on it. But, you know,
well, do you
can't say anything about it. But...
Do you want to change up the topic? Play a funny clip. I know.
Yes.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you went dark, bro.
Oh no.
Hey, you're green now.
I don't know what happened to the other camera. I think the battery died. Die? I think the battery died on it, yeah.
You didn't charge it? Nice.
I thought it would last. I thought it would last.
If it died that quick, you might want to look at those cameras do have a hard time. Yeah, I remember the one I had. It had to stay plugged up because it has a, you know, but anyway.
Well, I don't think it was charged all the way, but fuck that.
Oh, that's probably what it was.
All right, so...
All right, it's this awesome video that you want me to watch.
This hilarious clip. All right. I'm going to start the screen share now.
Okay. Bye. All
right. Here we are. Let's see. I'm still figuring out how to do this. Everybody, hang on. Still figuring out how to do this.
Yeah, all right. I see is me twice.
That's
you
fine.
Twice,
that's fine.
In a very, very small window. There. Okay.
All right. You ready?
Oh, we're going to Taco Bell. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We are. All right. Motherfucker, why won't it load now? This is the worst thing that could fucking happen to me.
Well, I mean, it's not the worst. Tonight, we're talking about George Floyd. So,
Jesus. There he goes.
Okay, I can't hear anything. Am I supposed to be hearing something?
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're all yelling.
Oh, shit. He just opened up a new drive-thru window.
Yes! Yes!
He went past the border. He went past the border.
Yo!
He's like, yeah, I bet you they're not wearing a mask. $100. You know, you're like,
yo!
I don't make a new fucking word. $100 is a fast word. What you watch kid? Yeah. The guy, have you seen the one the guy on the subway talking about his 6-bedroom house because some lady told him to put his mask on and he went the hell off on her, dude. He called her every name in the and it was a black guy talking to an Asian woman. And I'm going to just tell you right now, if a white person had done that, he would have been apologizing to Jesse Jackson tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. That dude went off about wearing a mask. And he had a mask on, except he had his nose out. You know, he was doing this. You know, the dick wobble over the mask. But,
oh, yeah.
Hey, that worked out. Good. I didn't hear the volume of it, but you know, I got the point of the video. It was a weird angle. I guess it was a weird format. It's very small.
It's like an iPhone video or something, you know.
Sideways shit or something.
So, one person that was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. I can't find out.
Let me tell you what's funny. The worst injury that night was diarrhea.
Yeah. Yeah.
that was the worst injury for that Taco Bell was.
Okay, diarrhea. So they got into an argument with a drive-thru employee.
Okay, so it wasn't about a mask on $100.
No. I guess
does
they
it
got
say what it was about?
I don't know, a cheesy gordita crunch.
Dude, if you let me tell you something, if you don't put that mild sauce in the bag, dude, that's fighting words. That's straight up fighting words.
But here's my thing. Have you heard about this story?
No, I haven't. This is the first I've heard about it.
Okay, I'm just gonna fucking make a fucking claim. All right, I feel like I know the reason why you haven't heard about this.
I guess before you tell me?
Yes.
Is it because it doesn't fit a certain agenda?
All right, you're getting warmer.
Of course I am, because that's the norm now.
So,
go ahead and tell me. I don't want to assume.
Tanisha Williams was driving the car with Diamond Johnson in the passenger seat.
All right, wonderful
one, and then it says one person was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. A bystander filmed the incident at the fast food spot about 20 miles south of Washington. If Scott Smith and Samson McConnell had did that, that shit would be all over the fucking news tonight.
That'd been a hate crime.
100%. 100%.
But does it say what the argument was? I really want to know.
No, I just said they were in an argument with a drive-thru employee. I would make the assumption that nacho fries were going out again.
Something happened with the order, or I'm pretty sure.
Or they know each other, you know.
It could be a turf war. Could have been some
McDonald's employees.
No, I was going to say the taco truck down the road. You know,
well, there's no comparison. You already know the taco truck's way better than Taco Bell.
Well, I know that because y'all eat it at work. I don't mess with that shit. You know, I'm an old American taco guy. I just like the hard shell, the hamburger beef, and a little cheese on it. And I'm good to go. I do put my rice in there. I got that rice in it. So, I mean, I don't like all that extra cilantro shit. And I'm not a raw onion fan, so... You know, but I know y'all love it, and I know y'all prefer it over Taco Bell.
Oh, it's fucking delicious.
You know, 10 times over. So that's why I assume it's the better quality. I mean, we're talking about Taco Bell anyway. So, I do have two stories that I want to link together. And and I got both of them. Well, one of them from Fox News and the other one from Newsmax. So the first one is I was watching Tucker Carlson. And he was talking about how AOC was doing some kind of broadcast with some left-wing nut job about Palestinian and Israeli peace talks or whatever. And she was in the tall grass. She had no clue what the fuck she was talking about. I mean, absolutely no clue. And it was obvious that she had no clue. But that's not the story here. The story is that someone had tweeted out after watching that and being absolutely embarrassed about it that, and this guy that tweeted it, I'm not going to give out the name because I don't want any issues with that. So the guy that tweeted it was, he's a left-wing war, anti-war activist, okay? So just remember that. So the story is, he tweeted out, her response was incredibly underwhelming, to say the least. That's his words, okay? A week later, he gets a knock on his door by California police, state police, and is arresting him for a threat on a public official, okay? I just read you what he said. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay, I just read you what he said. So, and that may be bad enough, but here's the scary part. This guy's Twitter handle has no public information on it. No way nobody can know who he is, you know. So in order for them, the Capitol Police is the one that called the California State Police to you know, investigate and arrest this guy. So in order for them to, the Capitol Police to find out who this guy was, Twitter would have had to give them his information, you know, his phone number, address, you know, whatever he used to sign up for Twitter. Okay. So of course, AOC denies any involvement of hiring, you know, having Twitter take out a someone that disagreed with her, or disapproved with her performance or made her look bad in any way. Cause that's a hate crime for her. So, and another story, and this is about your guy. YouTube pulls Governor DeSantis's COVID roundtable.
I saw that video. I saw that.
Yeah, and they labeled it as medical misinformation. And from what I gather, all they were talking about was whether they should require kids going back to school should they have to wear masks. And one of the medical professionals there said he didn't think it was necessary and it would probably do more damage, you know, mentally and psychologically to them than would protect them from COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they're already doing it 6 feet apart, they're already cleaning the schools regularly. But that got banned, that got pulled. So way I link this story together is big tech doing the work of the Democratic Party, you know, and it's starting to really show, you know, if you hadn't seen it before, you should be seeing it now. It's rampant. And it's really becoming kind of quite scary.
That, well, I mean, they're pulling his videos with they banned.
You make
Trump.
A comment.
They're banning books on Amazon now.
Right. But this guy makes a comment about AOC, very professional comment. I see nothing wrong or threatening in any way of this comment. And then a week later, he's got police at his door. He's getting arrested for threatening a public official on Twitter. You know how toxic that garbage is? You know what I'm saying? And you can't tell me. But see, here's the thing. Put out a comment a week or two before that happened that and this is her, I'm quoting, scan your social media to find posts with misleading information and used the built-in report feature to flag them for moderators to have them punished. Or, I mean, I had it punished afterwards, but that's basically what she's saying. So basically what she's saying is all of her followers go through all the social media. They find anybody talking shit about AOC, have them reported, and get them taken down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's authoritarian.
Oh, you cut out.
Authoritarian is 100%. So, I mean, that's pretty scary shit. I mean, if you can't even have a honest debate on something, and this dude's the left-wing anti-war activist, man. I mean, it's not like it was Ted Cruz or something.
Yeah.
You know, a political rival or anything. It's just a guy. It's just a guy that happened to be watching whatever bullshit she was on. So, I don't know. I think it's pretty scary that we are allowing big tech to get this much power. And
fuck, you know, dude, you're lagging.
I think you guys are seeing it more and more. Am I?
Damn it, dude. I don't know what the fuck
is going
on.
You've been frozen on my screen for like 20 minutes.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck is going on. But yeah, well, man, I mean, it's a bunch of bullshit what they're doing, man, with Amazon banning books and everything like that. And, you know,
this is an actual round table at the governor's or wherever, you know.
Oh yeah, the DeSantis video.
Yeah, and it's labeled medical misinformation, and it's a medical professional talking about it.
Do you see how they fucked him over on that 60 Minutes?
I heard about it. I did not see it, but I heard it was bad.
It's fucking.
I heard it was a hit piece for sure.
It was so fucking ridiculous. Man, they tried to get him on everything, you know, with Publix and Walgreens and CVS, but you know, it's DeSantis. Well, it's DeSantis. DeSantis doesn't give a fuck.
Now, right under Trump.
What's that?
Right, he doesn't. But he's the top dog. Right, he's the top dog right now under Trump. You know what I'm saying? Trump still got some pull in the Republican Party, but DeSantis is up and coming. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, he's got my vote in 2024 for sure if he runs.
Me too. How awesome would it be for either a DeSantis Trump or a Trump DeSantis?
DeSantis.
Absolutely.
DeSantis.
What am I saying? DeSantis?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
DeSantis. Okay. I have it written down right. I'm just saying it wrong. But how awesome of a ticket that would be. That would be two badasses. And I swear, if Trump does run again and gets elected, buddy, you better believe he's going to burn some shit down.
Oh, yeah.
Metaphorically. Don't, you know. Just saying. I would love for it to happen for no other reason than to watch some people get their dues.
Yeah.
If you will. I would love to see that.
Oh yeah.
You have anything else? You had something you were gonna ask me? I can't see what you're doing, but I can tell you're eating, Jake. So awesome of you. Can you see what I'm doing?
Yeah.
I got some Chex Mix. I brought some Chex Mix.
Let him hear it. Let him hear it.
You know, it's Chex Mix. Check this out, dude. I came loaded. Got my little Easter basket here. I got some Butterfingers, some Cadbury eggs. You know, some good stuff. Diabetic box.
Fuck yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things where if you think it's getting bad, it's probably worse than what you already think as far as this big tech shit. But, wow. You know, and like I said, we're vulnerable at that. We're trying to do our little show here. And, I mean, I don't think we're big enough. Like you said, we're not big enough to make it matter at this point. But if we were, surely this video would be canceled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just from what we said about, I don't know, about any topic up here. I mean, maybe not the Mountain Dew versus green and yellow, but anything.
Anything with DeSantis.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you just wait. I guess you're just waiting for it to happen to you.
Yeah.
You know? So, what you got for me, Jake?
That's all I got.
I can't see your screen because you're frozen, and I don't know how to.
Yeah.
Like, you had a joke you were going to tell me.
No, I don't know. This episode's gone to shit. I'm not going to lie.
You don't like it? You want to scrap it?
No. I mean, we've already fucking spent 45 minutes. There's some gold in here, but it's just you're cutting out. I don't know what's going on. Everything started to go to shit.
I told you we should have reset, brother.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on,
well,
dude.
Well, you're cutting out, like, a lot,
yeah,
too.
So. Yeah. So.
I mean, so this is it. We're done?
I think we ought to wrap it up.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for joining us this week. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, YouTube, and...
That's about it. That's all I got us on. So, yeah, everybody.
So,
there he goes.
So, have a good one. Take it easy.
There he goes. All right, bye. Everybody. Don't forget to like and subscribe and leave a comment. For those of you guys who weren't able to hear Jason, Two Grumpy Elephants, we're out.
Son of a bitch.
Later.
Later.